Is UT Austin's new Department of Mexican American and Latino Studies a taxpayer-supported training ground for leftist politics for the Democrat Party? An interview with the department's chairwoman, Nicole Guidotti Hernandez, with the Texas Tribune sure points in that direction in explaining why the 44-year-old Mexican American Studies program is now being promoted into a full department at UT Austin. She explained that it's happening at a, quote, very critical political moment. She uses the term political again to describe the moment we find ourselves in relation to emerging populations that are here to stay. As an aside, maybe she doesn't realize that Latinos have been a big part of Texas and here to stay since there was a Texas. The interviewer for the Tribune asked this question: what are the career options for graduates of this department? And the answer? Guidotti Hernandez says, actually, one of our most well-known alums is the Director of Communications for the Democratic Party of Texas. So I would say politics, nonprofits, social services, education, and the arts. That is the majority of the places where students get placed. There you have it. Your tax dollars are being used in state universities to recruit and form Democrat and other left-wing politicians for service in the political and public sector. Governor Perry vetoed a special appropriation for this program, and UT then found the money elsewhere. Will any in leadership in the next legislature act to stop our money being used to train left-wing political activists? Don't bet on it. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me right here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.